Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Specialty crops, they won't replace burley tobacco production, but for a number of Kentucky farmers, they are providing an option. Josh Lindau with the Kentucky Ag Department coordinates their effort to attract national grant funding for more research and development of these crops, and says the application period for some potentially major USDA funding is now underway.
The specialty crop block grants were created through the Farm Bill, and they're based on specialty crop production in each state. As an example, California is the largest specialty crop producer in the United States, and they receive approximately $13 million annually to award to subgrantees. Kentucky receives approximately $200,000. These grants are intended to promote the understanding and production of specialty crops.
So California attracts millions. Kentucky last year garnered about $240,000. He says we could earn more funding for more crops, but it's complicated.
Yes, it's kind of a chicken or the egg, which came first, in that we have to produce more specialty crops to receive more of those monies.
He says one thing farmers can do to help is participate in the current specialty crop survey now underway to get a count on that acreage here. That could increase chances for boosting our share of these funds. A few other issues when we return. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It is, it's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression,
yeah.
You know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
This past year, says KDA's Josh Lindau, UK and Western Kentucky University received some of those USDA specialty crop grants. They're not intended for individual projects, but for larger entities to develop specialty crop opportunities for individual farmers.
As an example, the University of Kentucky was awarded monies to do research on apples for hard cider production. Hard cider was at one point and still may be the fastest growing beverage category in the United States. So in an effort to position Kentucky as best as we could for hard cider production, the University of Kentucky was awarded monies to do research on the best apple trees for hard cider production.
He again encourages all farmers doing specialty crops to participate in the current acreage survey. More details of the grant process are on their website at kyagr.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.